The Rodeo by Reed Chapman. The end of summer can be a sad time, but every year since my brother was born, my family and I have celebrated the end of the break with a tradition I'll remember for the rest of my life. For many, Labor Day is just another three-day weekend, keeping kids as far away from school as possible. But for me, it is one of the best parts in my entire summer vacation. My grandfather was one of the founders of our tradition. He loves horses and used to work with them. Once my parents had my brother, my grandfather insisted we go to the rodeo. The celebration has rides, food stands, concerts, animal contests, and gift stands. So every Labor Day, my family hops into the car and drives to my cabin in Clee Ellum. We usually arrive late and head off to bed. But the following morning, we eat quickly and get ready to go. We leave early, but it doesn't matter. The whole town is already packed. Our family is lucky, though, because our grandparents live two blocks away from the fairgrounds. My dad drops us off in the lines and goes to park the car in our grandparents' driveway. In line, everyone is excited. We can smell fruits, perfumes, and my brother's favorite, elephant ears. These tasty treats are like pancakes, sprinkled with sugar and cinnamon. After about 45 minutes of waiting, we finally walk under a huge arch with the words Ellensburg Rodeo painted on top. Before the main event, we all disperse, going to different attractions. My brother and I usually go to the rides, while my sister goes to the concert. Then, midway through the day, the main event begins. Our family meets up at a spot in the fairgrounds, and we all move over to the stadium. Cowboys ride into the arena and undertake huge challenges, like lassoing a calf and riding a bull. We have lots of fun, but just like the summer of vacation, the event has to end. We all get together and head back to the car. On the car ride home, we laugh and talk, still digesting all the fun we've had.